That was yummy, Evie said as she licked crumbs of chocolate cake from her fingers. The girls from Ruby Dorm were having a picnic while their unicorns grazed on the lush grass. It was late spring, and the apple trees were covered with white blossoms. The bright sunlight, shining through the branches, warmed Evie's face. Okay, said Lyra, packing away the picnic things and double-checking that no one else was around. Now for the important business that we came here to discuss. To solve the riddle on the treasure map, said Sienna. She poked Ivy, who was lying on her back with her eyes shut. Ivy, wake up! Ivy wiggled away. I am awake! Do you have the map, Lyra? She rolled onto her stomach. Lyra carefully pulled two yellowed squares of paper from her pocket. They crackled as she unfolded them and smoothed them out, placing them side by side on the picnic blanket. Each one was part of a map that had been cut into four pieces. These two each had a small picture of a crying unicorn in their outside corners. Together, they made up the top half of the map. They formed a picture of Unicorn Academy and farther down, part of a maze with half a big X in the centre. The girls didn't know what the treasure at the X was, but they were determined to find out. They had discovered the first piece hidden in a secret room above their dorm. A riddle on the back had led them to the second piece, which they had found behind an underground waterfall on the school grounds. They hoped that the riddle written on it would lead them to the third piece. This riddle is really annoying, said Lyra. What does it even mean? Evie pushed her wavy brown hair behind her ears. She had already memorised the riddle and recited it for the others. In a new folly that phantoms keep safe, there's a space you can enter and leave with no trace. A cold place to rest hides the circular key. Press once and enter the dark cavity. As Evie stumbled over the last few words, she blushed. Sometimes her mouth just couldn't seem to keep up with her brain and her words came out muddled. Luckily, her friends never mentioned it, but she hated when it happened. She also tripped all the time when she was moving fast or playing sports. Evie didn't really mind not being great at sports. She liked reading more and wanted to be a scientist when she was older. I don't understand the first line, said Sienna. Phantoms are ghosts, but how can ghosts keep anywhere safe? And what's a new folly? Asked Ivy. Folly means foolish, said Evie. A new foolish that ghosts keep safe, said Lyra. That doesn't make any sense. She rubbed her forehead in frustration. The word folly was bothering Evie too. She'd heard it before and thought it had another meaning, but she couldn't remember what. A cavity is a hole, said Sienna. Could the dark cavity be the secret room where we found the first part of the map? You have to press a hidden circular button to open it up. Her eyes lit up. Maybe that's it. But the secret room isn't dark, Lyra said. It has a window, and it's not really a cavity. Evie reached for the map and her arm knocked against her water bottle. She hadn't screwed the top on all the way and water splashed out. She tried to grab it, but her fingers fumbled and she sent it rolling toward the map. No! Cried Sienna. Lyra picked up the map pieces before the water could reach them. I'm sorry, cried Evie, jumping to her feet. Ivy pulled some tissues out of her pocket and started to mop up the water. What's going on? Asked Sunshine, Evie's elegant unicorn, as she came trotting over. The other unicorns, Misty, Flame, and Sparkle came too. Just Evie being clumsy again, said Sienna, grinning. Honestly, Evie, I think we should ban you from being around food or drink. You always spill something. Even though Sienna was only teasing, Evie felt awful. She tried to help by brushing the spilled water from the blanket, but as she stepped back, she tripped over Lyra's bag and fell over. Oh, Evie, groaned Sunshine. She was a very pretty unicorn with yellow, turquoise and deep pink patterns on her white coat that matched her long mane and tail.